Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
This song was written by Klaus Schwab.
I just
might as well have written that. Wants to set the world on fire. All right, Ed Krasenstein, I'm going to shut up because I'm kind of running over you. I'm being rude here. Your other points here on this live X-Feed simulcasting with InfoWars. What else would you like to add before we go to more people?
No, yeah, I think that's about it. If Google is actually programming the AI to do this stuff, then I have a problem with it. If it's just a large language model teaching itself based on content that it's finding on the internet, content it's finding in research books, wherever else their Gemini gets their information from and teaches itself from, then I think it's just one of those things that will work itself out in time. And I'm glad Gemini took it down to address the issue. I do think people should point things out like this when they see it. That goes for any AI. Like, you know, like I gave OpenAI's ChatGPT a word problem the other day. And it was a simple word problem, and it gave me the wrong answer. And, you know, like I said before, the six fingers, like, you see six-finger people all the time. Like, these are issues that AI has to work out. And I'm not, like, we know that OpenAI is not telling DALL-E to create people with six fingers, but it's just, for some reason, that's what happens when the AI tries to create these images, because that's what it learns somehow. So...
Well, can you imagine if it turned all the black famous people white? I mean, what if Tina Turner was suddenly Marilyn Monroe?
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that either, unless it's being taught to do that by somebody. But same as.
But Google won't release the parameters of how they're training AI.
Yeah, and I personally think they should. I understand their argument and why they don't. You know, they don't want to give a competitive advantage to other companies, I guess. But I think for full transparency, they should at least release some of it, like if they want to prove that it has nothing to do with them programming.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. How do people find you? Ed, how do people find you?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can just find me right here on X, at Ed Krasen.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right. Again, we got stations we join. It was a one-minute break coming up in a minute. We join a bunch of stations, and that's why we have these breaks. Radio stations is how it works. You want to comment on that before we go to break and come back and take a whole bunch of X comments quickly?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think that makes a good point. It's possible that these tools do these things on accident, but what's alarming specifically...
It's possible all the corporate media funds transgenderism and children and puts down men in the home and wants to destroy the family. It's possible that it's accidental that all the police departments cover up black-on-white crime. It's just all happening accidentally.
Right. What's alarming to me about this specific instance is that they didn't catch it before they released it. You know that they were trying prompts thousands of times. They had research teams looking into this. They should have caught it before they released it.
It's a giant troll. Give me a break. Yeah. You can't search a white person. Give me a break. They put it in there to do that.
Agreed. Absolutely. We've got a couple other people in the space. Do you want to go to another speaker?
No. We got to go to break. It's a weird thing. Like, some stations don't join us until 6 after, some join us around the start hour. We want everybody to be heard. So just tell me who's coming up here, Chase.
Yeah, so next up we're going to have Derelict Republic, and then we've got Lumi Casanova and several other speakers in line, as well as Aisha and others. So we will make sure that we get to everybody. But this whole debate around AI, the main thing I think people need to know, and I said this, belabored the point perhaps yesterday on the show, is if only a few major corporations have access to these tools, then this is the type of stuff that we're going to have to contend with coming up in the next, over the next 10 years, over the next 100 years. And so it's just brutally important.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. All the big corporations are saying, ban it for everybody else. It's so they only let us have it. Whether you want AI or not, the genie's out of the bottle. We all need to not have them ban it. We need to have decentralized AI.
Absolutely. And I don't like the word democratization, because typically it's used by people I disagree with to make points I disagree with. But we do genuinely need a democratization of this technology. Otherwise, we're going to have major monopoly powers influencing the psychology of our population over time.
By the way, I'm supposed to go play pool put some friends and family tomorrow at noon. But maybe we should come in tomorrow evening and do like a three-hour commercial free for everybody on X about this and the Great Awakening. I don't know. I'll see if the crew's up for it. We got the Sunday show as well. But it's Friday. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We're going right to your comments from X Live. Stay with us. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy. The likes of your death they ever seen. A mental heart is strangely eyes. When he speaks, he never said it twice. They call him judge, it's not to be great.
All right, folks, we are on over 320 radio stations right now, over 100 cable and TV stations. So remember, we are still in the old system. Everybody was on X like, what's these ads? What's going on? That's how when they tried to ban me 5 years ago, we still stayed on air, is all of our affiliates. And the greatest part was when the Soros groups got our affiliate list and harassed them and threatened them. They went, we got Jones on at midnight. Screw that son of a bitch, Soros. Put him on live. We got big. That's the old-fashioned folks out there. We're already getting top ratings out of Jones. Why did we put him on weekdays? Screw them sons of bitches. A few stations dropped us. Sacramento, 50,000 watts. They got harassed by Soros. They dropped us. But for everybody that's only internet, you're like, what's that stuff? It's like, Grandpa, this is kind of like 1920. There's still a lot of horses on the highway. There's still a lot of carriages. There's still a lot of, we're still reaching people there. But that's why we have these breaks, so I'm skipping half of them. Okay. Chase Geyser, we got a lot of people on X. I want to go to their comments. I've already pontificated. I've already made my points about Google jumping the shark. This is a Bud Light moment. People are seriously pissed about this. Ed Krasinski can try to be an apologist for it. It was programmed. We know how AI works. My God, you put in it what you want. They had to tell them no white people. I mean, this is a giant troll by Google. The question is, why are they doing it? What comes out of this? They shouldn't have 90%+ of the search results. I don't just want Elon Musk to launch a new search system. There should be 50 big search engines. But, yeah, I have a lot more confidence in Musk than I do in Google. Please, Elon, launch your search system. Please. Good God, we need it right now. Google is pure evil. Google is absolutely anti-human scum. I wouldn't be surprised if some alien from Mars is running it. I mean, they're so anti-civilization. I'll go back to this. Screw everybody saying Musk is bad. I'll explain something right now. I had the globals try to hire me $20 million a year. All the jobs, all the offers. I had Kissinger try to hire me. I had Fox News try to hire me. I told them, screw you, because they wanted to control me. I can look at Elon Musk and say whether he's good or bad. That's up to him. I don't know. I'm not God. But he's doing irrevocable damage, reaching hundreds of millions of people a day per tweet, per post, wrecking them with stuff like this. Okay? So, I'm glad Google overplayed their hand with the AI image generator as it made their insane, racist, anti-civilization programming clear to all. I couldn't write that good. It's the truth. And I'm not going to sit there when coming out of his ass is victory and bitch about it. Maybe he's bad. I don't know. Maybe he's super smarter than all of us. He's got some master plan to screw us. I don't know that. All I know is he is the number one, even above Trump, wrecking ball right now on the anti. Want humans to do crazy stuff. Don't want us to go to space. Say we're all crap. Get rid of us. No, I don't believe in that, and neither does Elon Musk. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. So I'm glad to be attacked by all the grandpas and everybody else that's purer than thou to say Elon Musk is the frickin' devil. You judge a tree by its fruits, and Elon Musk is wrecking their world. And so anybody now, again, you can say Elon Musk is a perfect, but the product is doing, it's like he's a cannon that's firing missiles at the enemy, blowing them up. You're like, well, I don't trust that cannon. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's going to attack us. Well, it's blowing up the enemy operations right now, and the minute it turns against us, we'll blow it up. But it's a no-brainer. I didn't mean to go into some... My job is not people say, oh, Joe Rogan's controlled, he's an asset. Joe Rogan's a completely regular badass guy who they threatened years ago and messed with, and so he's 10 times more hardcore now, and people need to believe there are real people. You're real viewers, you're real listeners. Well, there are other people that are real too. Just because we have power doesn't mean we aren't real. And I will not sit there and watch our success be pissed away because we're supposed to be losers. Freedom is popular. We should be taking everything over. God, I'm getting angry right now. We are so close to victory, but people think we're not supposed to have it. Chase, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm skipping the next break coming up. Just go ahead and go to these next comments. Go ahead.
Let's hear from Derelict Republic. Derelict, you're up next. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Chase, thank you, sir. Alex Jones, my brother, InfoWarriors, everybody out there. Alex, I got a small request for you. I need a war cry.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Let's go!
Let me see your war face.
Winning, brother. Just like that president from El Salvador said a little while ago when you were playing it. Nobody's buying it anymore. I, for one, am happy that Google...
Yeah, Trudeau, you! Fuck you!
Let's go!
Fuck you!
They're not gonna win this war. They're stupid. They keep pushing. They keep pushing and this crap with the AI. You know, it's like, okay, you want to attack us because we're white. Go ahead. You're opening everybody's eyes at such a fast pace. Nobody's buying it anymore, man. That's all I wanted to say, brother. It's amazing times we're living in right now, and so many people.
But you heard Ed Krasenstein, it's all a big accident. Oh, yeah.
Well, because he's a sissy. Well, you know what, Ed? You should come to work with me one day. I'll show you what a real man does.
Yeah, so if you listen to me, I didn't say that. I said we don't know if Google programmed it or if it was a large language model teaching itself.
And I asked, frickin' channel has white people like retard demons. I mean, come on, man. It's all pre-programmed. You can see it.
It's in everybody's face.
Either pre-programmed by an individual or pre-programmed by the large language model teaching itself. There's a difference.
No, and I'm saying like who's programming Netflix?
Well, Netflix buys the shows that people want to watch because they're going to make them.
No, they put a predetermined rules in. It's on record. Obama runs Netflix. Lord Krasenstein.
Listen, Ed. This is so far beyond making money. They don't care about making money. They just want to destroy society. They want to destroy,
the West because it empowers people.
I have a better outlook on humanity than that. I don't believe that there's a...
Well, why have the Democrats turned every blue city collapsing? Why is it all just literally piss and needles and crazy people running around drooling?
And you're not lying. I work in Philadelphia. I'm a commercial plumber in Philadelphia. It is scum. It is nothing but scum and crime everywhere.
I lived in Atlanta.
It is so shameful as someone who grew up in Philadelphia my entire life to watch the last 15 years.
Wait, so are you saying Philly didn't have these problems 20 years ago?
No, but certainly every metric, Ed Krasenstein, shows, every metric shows it's the worst it's ever been. Are you denying America is absolutely, I mean, have you been, I tell you.
What's the worst? What studies show that what's the worst?
Studies. I go to New York, there's freaking rats and piss and needles. I go to San Francisco. I go to Dallas. I go to downtown Austin.
I remember going in New York as a kid, 35 years ago, and remember seeing rats in the subway. I remember seeing homeless people. I remember seeing...
Yeah, and even before Giuliani got in...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on X there, Chase?
Let's hear from Aisha. She's next in line. Then we'll do Katie Walsh, then Jake. Go ahead, Aisha.
Yeah, so there's so much to say about the way LLMs work. And I think Google is trying to step in, you know, just to make sure that they're, you know, that they have some skin in the game. But LLMs work by scanning a corpus of text at zeros and ones. So even obviously anybody that's entering in, that's programming the system, which happened a long, long time ago, has bias. But it runs itself. That doesn't mean it's sentient, but it's responding to sequence. It's building sequence based on the input. That's the way LLMs work.
Well, that's what I said earlier, is that you can turn on any TV show and see it. It's all pre-programmed into it. And so what is that doing? It doesn't help black people to have every corporate person be a black person. Why are they doing that? Because the evil globalists are literally hiding behind black people.
That's different. That's different. So what you're saying is different than the way LLMs work. I appreciate your passion.
No, explain it. Explain it to people.
Okay. If you want to have a talk tomorrow, I think that would be awesome. I could try to get some neurocognitive scientists in the room that can kind of add some information here. I have to be careful what I say, but LLMs are they're spanning a corpus of text and they're responding to the sequence. It's all just based on the specificity of your input. And it's responding to your input.
No, I get it. It's what the AI is searching is what it shows. And so AI sees all we show is black people, so it exaggerates that, saying that's what people want.
No, it's just language. It's a language that it's scanning.
No, no, I get it. The language is saying only black people exist, and so all it's showing is black people.
Nobody has the barometers to make it that specific.
Well, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. What are you saying?
So it depends on the LLM. So OpenAI is different than Grok, for example. They're scanning on different corpuses of text, different inputs. They're scanning on different inputs of languages.
Very interesting. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's hear from Katie Walsh next. Katie, go ahead and bring yourself, or excuse me, Katie Weisel next. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
You wish to pronounce it, I don't mind. Weisel, it's cool. But thank you. Yeah, I'm, you know, amen to you, Alex, because I always say, talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old and simplify things. I'm very fortunate to have a 5.5-year-old. So I often do that too. And I speak to him about it because the issue that I've got is with these bloody algorithms and these YouTube kids and YouTube, etc. But the prevalent thing is, having learnt vicariously through my 5-year-old's eyes the very kind of like basic fundamental journey of using such tools, of how manipulative it really actually is. I can understand why in 2019 there's this lawsuit for millions against Google and YouTube, etc., for data breaches of I don't want to get it factually wrong. So 136 million to the FTC and 34 million to New York. Yada yada yada.
Yeah, all these big AI.
Yeah, but the thing is that with this data or what have you, it is just, there has to be a starting point, right, for these models that are coming out with ChatGPT or OpenAI or what have you, and now with Google. there has to be a starting point. And somebody mentioned earlier they are implementing, such data. Where are they getting that from, though? I beg to question these breaches, you know what I'm saying? But what I did have a great conversation with Adrian about not long ago was when I was messing around, and don't laugh at me, on Minecraft, believe it or not, I couldn't believe it, I'm like, what the hell is this? And building this world, I was like, do you know what? Because I'm telling it what I want it to do, what's stopping me from telling these models to reprogram instead information? So I would ask these AI bots or what have you, actually I tried it with ChatGPT, questions even about myself being in the public eye here in the UK, and then I would correct the information and I would input the data. And so I said, much like Minecraft, if we can then all input and feed the data, because it sure it has to go back to the system. Sorry for sounding basic.
It should.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you send it back to the system.
Okay, so whoever's there talking, go ahead. Is that Lord Krasenstein?
Sorry, I just wanted to chime in on what Katie was saying. Systems will always confabulate.
Okay, so who's this?
Right.
Asya.
Asya, go ahead.
Systems will always confabulate. If you're not specific enough with the input, so you're Nick, don't laugh at me. You're programming the LLM to give you a response based on the input that you're asking it. If you're not specific enough, it will confabulate.
So how does Google come out where only black people are searchable?
We should probably have a conversation tomorrow on the technology of LLMs.
All right, well, let's move on to the next group of people. Conversation tomorrow. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a show tomorrow. We'll talk about it. We'll see if we can do it. It'll be on Infowars.com. We were able to do it, but I'm trying to understand this. All I know is AI isn't running Netflix or HBO, and you tune in, and every corporate spokesperson is black. All the leaders are black. All the leaders are women. Nothing against black people. That's not helping them. It's some weird, sick globalist algorithm to create some calamity where we all kill each other. I mean, it's not good. Who's up next, Jason?
Let's hear from Jake Brown. Jake Brown, you've had your hand raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Alex, you're a badass, dude. I appreciate everything you've done over the years, dude. You're a rock star.
I'm trying, brother. What's up? What's up?
Not much. Hey, as far as AI goes, AI is pretty dumb. It's just as dumb as the people that are programming it. It just grabs the data that it's been trained on, and it's just going to repeat that data. It's just scouring the internet based upon the data that's been given, and it's pretty dumb. I test it all the time. The reason that I wanted to hop on this and talk with y'all is because I was curious. I haven't really heard anybody push back against Elon, and here's the thing. He's always a strong advocate about AI and the security around it. However, you know, he's got X, which is great. It's a free speech platform, or at least it seems like it is a little bit. But, you know, now he's got this huge data set from all the information that Twitter has gained over the years from all of its users. And then, you know, he's dressing up in a devil costume for Halloween. He's got a global internet. You know, he's putting brain chips in people's brains. He's got XAI now. I mean, it seems like to me, out of all the people that are dealing with AI, he seems like the person that we should be questioning most. Don't get me wrong, it seems like he's on the side for good right now, but I don't see anybody calling him out, especially I haven't really even seen anybody with the costume thing. Like, he's wearing a Baphomet costume, it's a suit of armor made of leather. I mean, it's just throwing up some red flags. I mean, it seems like he's a white hat, seems like he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, my job is not defending that. It was Halloween, and I dressed up, you know, like a vampire on Halloween. I think it was more of a trolling operation. But we'll see. I go off of what he actually does. But I mean, I hear you. I absolutely hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm
listen, we should just put Twitter back. See, hold on. We're going to get on a break. I'm going to come back to you. But should we just hand it back to where it was? Maybe we should. Maybe he should sell X and just get out of it. We'll censor everybody. That's better.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with Turbo Force, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried Turbo Force, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get Turbo Force today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get Turbo Force now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Before we go back to these commenters live on X Spaces, here on the Alex Jones Show, Chase Geyser honchoing this, I want to be 100% clear here. I've talked to Elon Musk before. I'm not an Elon Musk apologist. I don't know everything about Elon Musk. Google AI has erased white people. We're talking about them. And I'm glad for callers to call in or commenters, you know, come in live and bring up Elon Musk all day long. Great, wonderful. But to me, we should be spending 10% of our time on whether Elon Musk is good or not, and the rest of the time on we know Google's evil. We know the globalists are coming down on us. We know Joe Biden's a complete mental patient. And I'm going to explain this very slowly. I see Elon Musk exposing the open border, the devalued currency, the wars, the world government, the corrupt anti-civilization elite that want to shut down civilization. And I say, that's a good thing. That's hurting the New World Order. They fought like the devil to try to stop this before. So I don't know, at the end of the day, I'm not his daddy, I'm not his brain, why he's doing that. But it's like a machine that gold bars comes out of. And I'm going, that's really good. And so do we trust the machine? I don't know. It's not about Elon Musk. He's reaching hundreds of millions of people a day conservatively. Each tweet like 50 million or more, 80 million, some 300 million. And he's doing stuff that we fought for generations to expose, and it's devastating. And populism's exploding. So to me, the ongoing purity, or like the Pharisee thing of like, oh, he's not perfect. Oh, he wasn't around 20 years ago doing this. We don't trust him. Forget Elon Musk. He's putting stuff out right now that hurts the globalists. Yeah, the Neuralink, and he wants to dominate every technology thing. My job is not to be an Elon Musk apologist. But I sure as hell am not going to sit back when I'm watching coffin nails. I mean, I'm watching devastating, and I'm seeing the awakening, and I'm seeing the world change, and I'm going to sit there and bitch like I'm some Puritan, and then say, oh, well, I don't trust you, blah, blah, blah. What does that have to do with it? When Elon Musk is devastating the current global structure, maybe he wants to take it over. Maybe he's a bad guy. Might be. I don't know. We'll see. The point is that I look at action. You know, Elvis said, a little less talk, a little more action. A little more satisfaction. I'm getting nothing but satisfaction from Elon Musk right now. So let's go back to Chase Geiser to get his take on that. We'll go back to X comments, but I think we have to, maybe we'll do a whole show, and we'll do this, about deep dive Elon Musk. Is he good or bad? We'll attack him. We'll go over everything about his family, everything else. But at the end of the day, don't people get, if a goose is laying golden eggs, you're like, well, he's gonna betray us later. Okay, well, the golden eggs are coming out his ass. I mean, I don't know how to explain this to people, Chase. It's very frustrating. He's exposing the open borders. He's exposing the world government. He's exposing the censorship. He's exposing the deep state. Can't we just be glad he did that and move on from that instead of saying, well, I don't trust him because I'm holier than thou? That's how we lose this fight.
I agree. We can debate all day about whether or not Elon Musk is evil, but when you have examples of companies like Google explicitly removing the mission statement, the motto, don't be evil, from the preface of their code of conduct, then...
Well, there's no discussion by the Xers, any of them. It's all about Elon. Don't you get the mind control? Like, Google is openly the Death Star firing at us. Elon on the surface is opposing it. Why are we talking about Elon? Again, I want to slap these people, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, and a lot of people criticize Elon because obviously he does a lot of business with the federal government in terms of the electric cars that he makes and the SpaceX stuff, but when you reach that level of financial success, the federal government sort of becomes the only customer that can left, that has enough money to fund
it. It looks like he knows the system's going down. He's positioning himself. That's undoubted. What he really means in the end, I don't know. But I'm just saying, why aren't we talking about Google? It's bigger than Musk. Exactly. Why aren't we talking about them? Like, can we spend part of our time on Google? Can we just please do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're like, oh, Jones will sell to Elon Musk. Let me tell you, if Google started coming out against the New World Order and Jeffrey Epstein and human trafficking and the anti-white rights, well, something's going on at Google. I don't know. I'm not saying Larry Page is good, but, I mean, this is good stuff. I go off what comes out of the process, like Jesus said. Like when you buy a car, does it run well for 10 years? Do you enjoy it? Is it well designed? It's like, I go off what I'm getting.
Absolutely.
Let's just say this. Fine. Elon Musk should be deposed. He should take all of his products. He should give all his wealth to George Soros. No, I'm serious. Like, Elon Musk, I'm going to say it right now. Fine, I'm purer than all of you. Elon Musk should be arrested. All of his companies taken, given to George Soros. He should be publicly executed. I'm serious. I am the pure one. Fine. Elon's the bad guy. He should be arrested by George Soros and executed by Alexander Soros on national TV and hung. Fine. I'm better than all of you now. Elon Musk is bad. Elon Musk is the devil. Elon Musk is Satan. Elon Musk must be destroyed. Now I'm purer than all of you. Of course, I don't mean that. I'm saying it's mental illness. It is mental illness when people actually oppose something to then claim, oh, it's a trick. He's freaking destroying them. This is what we've been waiting for. Oh, Joe Rogan's not real. He's controlled. I know him 25 years. I've taken acid with him. I've been to 50 tent bars with him. He's real. I'm sick of everyone claiming there isn't reality. I'm real, people. Let me tell you what the Elon thing was me. I know I'm a real man. I love humanity. I love freedom. I'm run by the government. And so I kind of take the Elon thing and go, maybe he's like me. Maybe he really does want to challenge this. And his actions do it. So why are we pissing on it? I'm sick of it. I'm pissed now, man. I am just beyond it. We are so close to victory, and these people are in the way, and because they don't want to win. They can't believe that freedom is popular. Chase, I'm going to stop ranting. I apologize. Let's say a few comments here.
So I know we've got some people that have been in line, but I want to skip straight to Clint Russell because we're running out of time, and I want to hear what he has to say about this. Clint, go ahead and unmute yourself and share what you have to say.
Yeah, thanks, Chase. Hey, Alex. I'm just curious, do you think that we'll ever see true tribunals investigations into COVID's origin and the vaccine rollout?
Here's the deal. I don't want to kill Fauci or Bill Gates. I want them to stop doing what they're doing. And, yeah, there should be a Nuremberg, too. They should go to prison for what they've done. Yeah, 100%. I don't know. If we want it, we'll see it because we have power. But we never believe we have the power because, yes, absolutely, we need Nuremberg 2.0. I know I'm ranting, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
brother. No, I'm just glad to hear we're on the same page. And I think that it would behoove the Trump community and movement to encourage him to make that a part of his platform, seeing as he is at present, he's still continuing to go around.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. It's their problem, too. Trump's pig-headed. He does what he wants. He never admits he's wrong. That's a strong point, but also a weak point. He got bamboozled. He wanted to turn things back on. I know all the inside baseball. Trump's not a bad guy, but he won't admit he's wrong. At least he's like, oh, yeah, we've investigated Big Pharma, and you stick, you know, Trump should definitely back away from this.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I just want to say again, I know I'm real, and I know I care about humanity, and I'm sick of people claiming I'm some type of operative. I have wrecked the living hell out of the New World Order. And don't you see what you've gotten? It's like a gladiator. A gladiator, he goes up there and kills five guys in 30 seconds. Are you not entertained? Do you not know I'm on your team? And so action speaks louder than words, people. Chase Geyser, go ahead. Sorry.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Understand this part, but through the entire thing, I basically said what you said, and I said, are you not entertained? This is hilarious. We're basically dragging the reputation of legacy media through the mud here as a provable, scalable thing that is me. It's so
and expanding on that, Adrian. Let me raise this. Adrian, who is not Elon Musk, let's be clear. Somebody else is like him. Let's be 100% clear. One of the top things on X and all of the internet in the last week has been Justin Trudeau saying, oh my God, no one believes us. Everybody hates us. We need everybody to be back in our corporate bubble. He doesn't get how pathetic that is. This is just them dying. All they can do is lie now, and all they can do is try to get us to a fight with each other. But that right there to me, Adrian, is such an illustration of how completely out of bullets they are. And I wonder where they go from here. What's your view on that?
About a week ago, I would have been able to give you an answer, but I think there's absolutely no telling what happens next. Right here, I think we're kind of in uncharted, there's an uncharted territory. It's like, it's pure chaos. I think we've reached the peak of where basically every lie can be stretched to a certain extent up until it rips. And I think we've reached a point where the tensile strength of the lie and the context you can put within it simply doesn't hold anymore and just explodes before all our eyes. So I think we're very close to this, if not already here, where we're seeing the first fibers in the fabric rip.
I totally agree, Adrian. Stay right. I want to hear this. I said this at the start of my show. This is crossing the Rubicon. The tipping point has happened with this Google erasing white people thing is beyond Bud Light. They crossed the Rubicon is what I'm seeing. What do you say to that?
I was laughing about this. It was so funny. I saw this earlier. I was thinking to myself, you know, this is actually kind of funny because we were theorizing, me and a few other people were theorizing about this in spaces a very long time ago. We were saying, you know, if you can control the data set, you control reality, right? Because the thing that the AI outputs is taken by the majority as fact, much like anyone else would look at a legacy media publication, right? This is why it is so effective. And so we sat there and we thought about how exactly could you, say, make an AI do some really terrible things without anyone actually noticing? Well, of course, control the data set and, of course, apply heuristics in certain areas where there shouldn't be any, right? And I think we got a very interesting scale model demonstration of this firsthand through an overplay of the hand by Gemini, which is honestly kind of a letdown. You know, I like Google and what they stand for, well, stood for, really, because right now I think the inverse of what they... I think the inverse of that is true today, which is really unfortunate, because it is a really good company. They produce really good companies, products, but if they're not able to keep this up consistently and if they are not able to stand on a moral, neutral field, then they will be disrupted and Google's future will be taken by another company or, say, a litany of companies. Personally, I would watch Singapore. There are a lot of interesting companies that are coming out of Singapore. So I think that the next Google may come out of Singapore, which is ironic enough as it is, or maybe right here. We never know. We never know.
What you're saying is Google's kind of commit. Are you saying, Adrian Dittman, you're saying Google's kind of committing suicide right now?
100%. I mean, look at what they're doing. I mean, the stuff that they're putting out is still good enough. You shouldn't use any of their data management. You probably don't want to use Google search because that's garbage. You probably also don't want to use their AI because it's also garbage, except for some of its functions, like, say, for instance, for coding, or let's say you have Google Sheets. The environment is very well connected. Like, it's, in terms of content and what they spread, it's obviously terrible. It's self-sabotage at scale. But if you looked at the actual products themselves, the arguments to be made that that's what's going to make them last. If they were to step away from the content nonsense, they would actually be able to cement themselves in history for practically so long that I think they would even be able to work with AI more so than they already have. It is just that they're becoming very ambitious at trying to control the narrative at some point, and I think that this may not even be entirely their fault, given that we have certain standards like DEI practices, ESG, and whatever else, right? And so this may actually be coming from within the company at smaller degrees than actually top down. Well, top down by effect, but by effect and affect at the lower levels too. So you have to kind of think about it that way. So it's self-suicide by policies that are mandated to an extent, right? As opposed to actually just, you know, them intentionally doing it. I'm not entirely sure what's happening there. We're just looking at the effect here, and we're trying to attribute affect to this outcome without us actually knowing what it could potentially be. So I'm just, like, looking at the attack vectors here and also thinking about the multiple CEOs that have talked to me within the last couple of weeks, basically explaining to me their problems with, say, these kinds of standards, right? Having to hire people based on anything else other than merit, which is very, very damaging to the company. You cannot give them bad positions because then it's obvious that you're just a diversity hire, right, for instance. And so damages are being created regardless of what is happening. And this is quite sad. This is quite unfortunate. You know, I mean, sure, you could definitely pull it off to hire diverse people. I certainly talk with people who are exceedingly diverse. I know several individuals that are, for instance, trans, and that doesn't really cross my mind most of the time. It's just, I don't really care, and they don't really care about my stuff either. We just, like, look at the information that we generate, and we look at that as the only thing that really matters, and that's what I think humans should go for, because you ought to be able to choose whatever it is that you want. It's just that you shouldn't make anyone else choose what it is that you are just because you think that what you are is the truest form of the self, right? that based on some sort of thing.
I was thinking that today, Adrian. Freedom is you can be who you want. Don't try to make other people be that.
Exactly. I mean, apparently we have free will. I mean, should we not be able to exercise it? I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It can have outcomes in certain areas for people. They might have certain preferences. And I think those can definitely be respected without there being a negative impact on society. It just depends on what these people also do and who's pushing which idea into who and why these ideas even need to be pushed in the first place.
Well, Adrian, let me raise this to you. You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. Obviously, the old power structure is coming to an end. No one denies that. They're panicking, attacking everybody, dropping everybody in jail. Just look into your crystal ball or your dead reckoning. How do you see the next year, the next few years? Like what's your optimistic view? What's your negative view?
I think definitely the focal points. The most critical technology is obviously going to be AI. If we can somehow decentralize models that can be run locally and you can modify yourself, that's something that needs to be pushed for more heavily. But we need to also look out for regulations that make some really strange points, because if you look at AI regulation, I make this example quite a lot. Imagine AI is like a kitchen knife. You can use it to murder things, or you could use it to cut an onion. It was designed to cut an onion, but it also has the capability to murder things. Now, you can tell an AI, can you help me make a Caesar salad, or you can tell it, can you make me a pipe bomb? It doesn't mean that the AI was made to make a pipe bomb. It just means that it is knowledgeable enough to do that, as is basically every other person who has fringe knowledge of physics and engineering. They can build your pipe bomb faster than the AI could suggest it for you. So that's something we need to watch out for. And I think that in the most dystopian outcome, we're going to see many more crazy laws be proposed, such that one of the crazy laws would be successful, because what's basically being pushed for here is a kind of mere exposure effect where very crazy things are being proposed, and the least crazy of those things will be then the thing that is passed, because people are used to the craziest of the things, right? So that makes them more accepting of the thing that they actually want to be, that they actually want to pass. Deep down, they actually want the crazy things to go, but they can't have them go, and they know this. So you want to expose people to the idea of these things being a reality. So that's why these laws are being pushed. And I don't think these laws are necessary at all. And primarily, I think these types of things are being pushed by people who themselves have never truly utilized an AI to the extent that they see utility in it. So their assessment may even be true to them, right? Because they're not capable of using the tool as how it was designed, because they simply took the tool and said, hey, I can use this for the purposes of murdering things, so I'm just going to assume that that's all that it's good for, right? As opposed to saying, hey, I can tell it I can ask it how to make my best Caesar salad. I can ask it how to optimize my life for me. I can ask it to do travel plans for me. Things such as that. You know, that's not something that is considered.
So you're saying it's all in the perspective of the user. It's like a gun or a car or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could take your car right now and you could do a lot of damage with it. Doesn't mean that nobody should drive cars anymore, right? I think that's also something in the future, by the way, that may become mandated if AIs become so good that essentially they can replace humans. I think it is mandated that you have an AI in your car that is driving for you half the time, because it is safer than the actual human being. Because humans have weaknesses. They have reaction times that are not sufficient, I think, for the speeds at which we're traveling. So as opposed to regulating how speed is working, how we make everything slower, we should make things faster on the computer end by basically have the computer drive the car, because it can react faster to anything that you can ever even think about. By the time it has reacted to a certain situation, it has already seen the outcome and has reacted on your behalf before you can even become aware of anything that's happening. So that's a good thing, right? AIs and things is a good thing. It just depends on how it works.
All right, Adrian, I got to take a 2-minute break. If you can finish up, stay with us. We got to leave. I understand. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.